fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 20th of November. Doesn't look like Leon is connected with us yet. Leon, are you there? Okay, we don't have Leon yet. I was telling Jerry when we had a brief conversation here before the end of the hour, he was regretting his not knowing the difference between a republic and a democracy. That seemed to be what he was indicating there. And I said, Jerry, don't feel like the Lone Ranger. If you go to public schools, you may or may not get an education as to the fact that this is a republic or it's supposed to be as opposed to a democracy and what the difference is. Very, very important stuff. Looks like we do have my friend Leon Green with us. Leon is a gentleman who began a quest a number of years ago to become quite knowledgeable about all the wonderful ways that incorporating doTERRA essential oils into your daily life can help you achieve your goal of having the happy, fun, full, healthy, productive life that we all want to have. So we'll be talking about doTERRA essential oils and Lord knows what else, because we get into all kinds of different topics, don't we, Leon? Good morning.
Good morning, John. Sorry about that. I was trying to reach you. I'm going up to the mountains with my son before Thanksgiving, before it's too late. And so I'm going to be gone for 3 weeks doing some adventure training. So that's why. I'll be available. I'll be 40 minutes.
Which, 40 minutes. Okay, we'll take, if we get 40, we'll take 40. And you're in the mountains of what state, sir?
Denver, Colorado.
Oh, those mountains. Okay, well, you certainly, when you're in Denver, you're not too far from the mountains. In fact, you're in the mountains, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Well, Leon, we're into the flu season here, full force, and people are interested in how to not get the flu. When there's a real bad flu epidemic, I notice I'll go to the walk in the bank, and there's a bottle of this sanitizer, or go to a lot of different retail places, restaurants. They'll have bottles of, you know, squirt bottles of hand sanitizer, and it talks about usually on the label says how it kills germs. And I'll make a comment if the supervisor or owner of the business say, well, viruses are not these old things don't kill viruses. What you've got on this counter. So it may make people feel good that they're doing something, but it does nothing to kill a virus, does it, Leon?
I mean, bleach is very effective, but you can't take it internally very long, and then you don't survive. So, yes, most of those things, there's germs, and I wish they would elaborate on which germs, and, you know, not the serious ones like MRSA or C. difficile and a couple others. So, yeah, if they would give you a report of which ones it actually kills, that's, you know, unbiased, that's not by the company, that'd be awesome. But the biggest challenge I see with that, you know, it's great because CDC always says wash your hands during any outbreak, regardless of what the vector is. And that's important because most of it is transferred via touching the doors, toilet seats, the shopping carts, things like that. But when you're traveling, the same thing applies, the seats, the seat cushions, everything. So if the triclosan that is in there, it's just like glyphosate, that's the brand name of it, but it is a hormone inhibitor. It's a foreign hormone, and when it gets in boys and girls, it causes boys to have man breasts at 13, 15 years old, and it causes girls to go into estrus early. So it's terrible for children, but most people don't know how bad it is, and they think, I want to protect my children, and that's a great motivation, but not at the expense of having girls having periods at 8 years old and boys having boobs and being picked on for life because of the foreign hormone. And it's actually banned in the entire country of Canada. And even Minnesota has said, we are not using one penny of municipal funds and state funds on this toxin. So if states and countries are saying that, we should definitely look at it for ourselves to protect
ourselves. We should. And say again, what is it that's banned in Canada, please?
Yeah, it's called triclosan. It's the antibacterial chemical, so it's better to use alcohol, and you can also use that as a fire starter if you need to. But that triclosan,
that's the active ingredient. What are some of the name brands of these substances that are banned and illegal in Canada, but you can buy over the counter here?
Yeah, both triclosan, Tango, Romeo, India, Charlie, Lima, Oscar, Sierra, November, Alpha November, that is banned in the entire country because they know how toxic it is for the children. And right. So in America, yes, but it is terrible for people to use it.
Well, I know many European countries also prohibit the use of sodium fluoride in their drinking water, too.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm looking up here. Triclosan. Well, that's the active ingredient. I'm trying to figure out which. It's banned in. They banned it in toothpaste. It looks like.
Yes.
And.
But it's absorbed transdermally when you put it on.
It's still in the toothpaste. It's banned from soap.
Yeah. Makes sense. That's just like saying, here, we're going to put the mercury in your head, so we're going to protect you, and we're also going to give you fluoride. That's a neurotoxin that makes you dumb. Oh, yeah, we'll put that in your head, too.
It says, triclosan is found in products such as toothpaste, soaps, detergent, toys, surgical cleaning treatments. How about that?
Yes, sir.
Well, I've got a fairly recent copy of the Merck Index, which I'm finding more and more use for it because of the introduction of these complex. Now, they got the names here at Wikipedia. The other names for this chemical compound. Some of these names have it's like 7 or 8 syllables. that gets really scary, at least to me, when you know somebody advocates that I place something in my body that's got 6 or 7 or 8 syllables to it. Real scary, real scary. Without a good foundation in chemistry, walking through the supermarket, you can really get yourself in trouble, can't you?
Absolutely. And when you see on there where it says natural and pure, unless it says organic or non-GMO, I would definitely read all the labels. And, I mean, they ban you from knowing certain things in California because, like, remember that GMO labeling act? They spent 20-some billion dollars on keeping the populace ignorant out there. Because if, heaven forbid, they know that this is toxic and is deadly, that people won't buy it. So they spent all this money. And that's why I don't go to Safeway anymore. They spent $3 million alone. So Safeway has been banned in my shopping cart now because of the fact that they want to purposely keep you ignorant so they can poison you. And if that's their attitude, that's okay. I just don't have to spend money there. So that's my physical boycott. And I educate people, too, and they can look up that information, look into the California roster, how much money they spent on that.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And you think about it. If they're hanging out with Monsanto, you can obviously see they have some negative interests.
Well, hanging out means basically in the corporate world, interlocking boards of directors where you have the same people sitting on the same boards. That's what hanging out means at the corporate level. We don't have Safeways in my area, but it's a very large chain of supermarkets in the western states, I know. A huge one. And they spent how many millions of dollars lobbying in California?
Safeway did alone over $3 million. And Monsanto and all the people involved, they spent over $20-some million, $23 million.
Well, we have a lot of listeners in California, so this is your heads up. If you live in California, I would just avoid Safeway. Add it to the list of places not to spend your money. Because of their advocating and lobbying to make sure people remain ignorant of what they're putting inside their bodies. You know, Leon, you're a bit younger than me, but you're old enough to see what's happening with your peers your age, aren't you, sir?
Yes, sir.
It's pretty scary, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, and when you see them, I mean, think about it. If people are consciously lobbying because they don't want you to know the toxins that they're going to put in your food, then obviously they don't have your best interest at heart. And if that's the case, then they don't need to get paid to continue poisoning you.
Absolutely. Well, it's a long list of things. Triclosan, shampoos, deodorants, toothpaste, mouthwash, cleaning supplies, pesticides. Well, that's great. Let's put the same thing that kills bugs in our toothpaste. How long do you need to think about that?
Yes, sir.
Well, on the first break I get here, I'm going to walk into the next room and turn on our diffuser, and it's going to have some On Guard in it, and I think maybe some lavender. And get that going. We've got somebody from hospice here today helping my wife, Dr. Moore. And it's good anytime you got visitors, no matter who they are, to have a diffuser going in the household with some On Guard on, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. And matter of fact, what's nice about the On Guard is also we have one called Holiday Joy. It smells a lot like it. It has clove, it has cinnamon, and wild orange. So...
And what's that one? Holiday what?
Holiday Joy.
Holiday Joy. You know, On Guard smells so good. I was thinking about using it as cologne. What do you think?
That sounds great. You can definitely do that. I use that along with Balance more as a cologne. But if that's your fashion, go with it.
Well, it's a thought. And you know, to get a dual use out of something, I mean, I like to know that I can get dual use out of things like ponchos, for example. But if you can get dual use out of it and use On Guard as cologne, why not? It's
yes, sir.
it helps protect you from getting ill, and it smells nice also. And a holiday joy sounds like another great one. It's similar aroma as to similar to the On Guard, would you say?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And talking about that right now, you know that they have the buy one, get one free specials right now. So that yesterday was On Guard and Breathe.
And I don't know what and how long. We got a caller on hold here, but how long does a buy one, get one offer go on for here, Leon?
It's typically 1 week, so we have 4 days left.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Send me an email. By return email, I'll send you my doTERRA website link. And if you send that today, I'll get you my doTERRA website link to you today. And you can get signed up with doTERRA and get involved with a buy one, get one free offer that has 4 more days to run. Our next caller is Glenn in Philadelphia. Glenn, do you use any doTERRA oils for cologne yourself, sir?
No, I can't say that I do.
Well, that's something to think about. Go ahead.
Absolutely, absolutely. I just had to chime in, John, on the hand-washing thing, the stores, the hand sanitizer, and this is like a major thing that people have been sold a bill of goods on, and I got to get this out there, especially at the beginning of cold and flu season, of dry skin season, and that sort of thing. Where I work, there are 2 bottles at the sink, one for hand sanitizer and one with soap that is unfortunately antibacterial. I never touch the hand sanitizer and will not. And I prefer to use soap that is not antibacterial. And here's why. Your skin has a natural protective bacterial flora on it. When I did my college microbiology course, we all did little scrapings. We had swabbed our forearms and cultured, put in a rub on a culture on a petri dish, and we grew the bacteria from our skin and looked at it, and we studied what was beneficial and what was not. People a lot of hospitals have discontinued use of antibacterial soaps and are just using plain moisturizing soaps with an emphasis on frequent hand washing, mechanical removal of germs as opposed to chemically killing them, because if you kill the flora, a natural flora of your skin, and your skin is also itself a barrier, you make way for super infections. You can end up with fungal super infections and things like that. So this is a huge thing coming into the season. I fight the battle of dry, cracked skin. It's much more important to keep your skin from drying and cracking, because cracked skin creates portals of infection. There's even a famous case of a nurse who died from AIDS, HIV transmitted in a hospital setting because of cracks in her skin. And so it's very important that people not overkill bacteria on their skin, that they not over dry their hands and get cracked. And so as a nurse, I have to frequently wash my hands. I do have to frequently wash my hands, but I rely more on a good washing and rinsing technique and more keeping the skin moist. Because we're just way too, we can really overdo the killing germs thing.
Well, it's kind of ironic, Glenn. I'm glad you called, by the way. All these public places that have these bottles with big letters says antibacterial, and we're concerned about a virus. I mean,
right? And here's the thing. Even the good hand washing, when I go into, discount stores, the big discount store, and they have it there, I never touch that thing. People should forget your skin, your integumentary system, your integument. Your skin is the largest organ of your body, and it is a protector against germs if it is intact. When you have portals of infection, cracks, punctures, wounds, that's when you're in greater danger. So, I wash, I'd wash my hands, if I go to the restroom, make sure, ever go to a public restroom and watch how many men enter and exit the bathroom without washing their hands?
Yeah, it's, I don't know the percentage, but there's a percentage who do and a percentage who don't. But what's really scary is in a truck stop, I'll see a Muslim man, and I know what they're doing in the stall, and they're not using toilet paper, and when they use water in their left hand, and then they don't use soap when they're done.
Right.
That's the entire culture is so defective and barbaric and unclean. It's amazing. Glenn, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We got a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Front Sight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I wish I was in the land of Cottonwood, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we are back with Gilmore Beck. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 20th November, visiting with Leon Green. If you want to get started, start incorporating the doTERRA essential oils into your life like Leon does, like I do. I use the essential oils every day. My wife, Dr. Moore, uses them every day. They're part of the Moore household. We use them for cleaning, for cooking, for doing laundry, and, of course, for our health, and use them internally. Here's what you do. Send me an email. My email address is at my website at thelibertyman.com under contact. By return email, I will send you my doTERRA website link. Right now would be a good time to do that because of the buy one, get one free offer that's going on for four today and three more days after today. That's number one. Number two, get yourself a copy of the book titled Modern Essentials. The title of the book, once again, is Modern Essentials. The fifth edition and the 10th edition. The 10th edition just came out in September. You get the website, you get Modern Essentials, you're good to go. In addition, Leon is very gracious in making himself available for private consultations. And to do that, call him up and make an appointment for that consultation. And it might be difficult because he's on a little journey right now, but he'll get back with you. What's that office telephone number, Leon?
Yes, office number is 303-495-2188.
It's 303-495-2188. Set up that private consultation, and he'll give you the best advice that can be gotten. And to make it even better, if you buy a kit, and Lane's going to explain the kit here in a moment, if you buy a kit, you get access to a course, a class at Front Sight, the highest quality, world-class firearms training that money can buy, included as a premium. Now, even if you don't want or need the firearms training yourself, you may very well know someone, a close friend, somebody you care about, who would just be overjoyed to get this firearms training certificate. Leon, tell people how that works, please.
Yes, sir. It's at Frontside. It's out by Pahrump, Nevada, about 40 miles outside. So if anybody gets a home solution or home, I'm sorry, a home essentials kit, then I will give them a 4-day certificate, whether handgun, shotgun, or rifle, for them to go to Frontside and learn. And they can get it for themselves or they can pass it on as a gift. And that home essentials kit is only $275. It comes with 10 oils along with the diffuser and how to use them. And then if you get the kit that I got 8 years ago, which is the Natural Solutions kit, that one has 16 oils. It has a better diffuser, a wooden box to keep it in, and that one is only $550, and that gives you a lot more variety of the oils that you can use for the flu season that you're dealing with, that you're talking about. That one will give you 2 Frontside certificates, so it can be for 2 different people or 1 person doing it, two different courses, the same one twice. So 2 handgun certificates, 2 shotgun, or 2 rifles, you choose. And plus, we're also going to throw in a free gun rental. So if you don't have a certain platform or you don't want to fly with it, you can get theirs and use that. So that's just the motivation, because not only are you worried about the flu bug coming around, but also having the skills to be able to protect yourself when things go south.
That's
and also,
right.
The number of home invasions in America are through the roof. Go to FBI and Department of Justice. You can see the stats on home invasions and thefts and burglaries. During the holiday season, theft and invasions actually increase because they know people have more liquid assets floating around the house.
Right, right. They do. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a great opportunity to, as my wife, Dr. Moore, would say, have a win-win situation. You know, you get access to the oils when you get my doTERRA website link. You get the books. If you buy the kit, which is the greatest way to get started, that's what I did initially. I bought one of these kits. You get a kit. You get the oils you need at a bit of a discount. It's not a great discount, but it's a bit of a discount when you buy the kit. And as an extra bonus, you get this a great dollar value in this firearms training. So it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity that is waiting there to be taken advantage of. And just do it, right, Lynn? Just go ahead and do it.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. I took my son there with his grandmother, and that was 2 weeks ago. And after 7 days of handgun training, and he's done it multiple times in the past, he is now a distinguished graduate. That means he's able to pull from a concealed holster and engage the target at 15 yards within 1.8 seconds. And when you watch the videos of him doing that and shotgun, it's very impressive. And so we probably shot, that week alone, probably shot 3,000 rounds. So we can all, both of those sets of classes twice. That his skills are better than 90% of other Americans, and he's 13 years old. And that's because they teach people so well out there. And I'm not like a hawk for security and safety, but also wanting him to get to the advanced classes I'm going to next week. So I want him to see, okay, this is what it's like being shooting a car and what it's like being shot in a car. It goes through all the vehicles very easily, so it's not a challenge. And then in many cases, some of the 308 will take out a engine block. So, you know, you're shooting a shotgun out of a car and into a car. So those skills.
Hold that thought, Lynn. Hold that thought. We got a break. We got you for about 10 more minutes or so. Right? About 10 minutes?
Yes, sir. Don't worry. I mean, when I get close to
you. Okay. We got about an hour break. We have about an hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
The 11th. I need to remind people I am actively seeking to employ someone to do marketing for me. All you need is high-speed internet connection, telephone, and you're good to go. Contact me. My contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Leon, we have these discussions every week, and we're incrementally waking people up to something that's been known to humankind for literally thousands of years, going back to before King Tut, because they found liters. Would it be accurate to say all told gallons of essential oils in King Tut's tomb? Leon? Are you on mute there, Leon? Okay, I'm not hearing anything. Did we lose Leon? I don't know what's going on here. Leon, are you there? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can now. Yes, thank you.
Okay, yes, sir. So it was over 40 gallons.
40 gallons?
160 liters were found in his tomb, and it was still medically viable over 3,400 years ago. So what's best about the oils? They're simple to use. They're non-addictive. There are no side effects, there are no adverse side effects. You can't become addictive and you can't become tolerant because they're natural. So when you see the things on TV...
Leon, did we lose you again? Okay, I think we lost Leon again. He must. I know he's headed out to the mountains and maybe he's in a marginal area. Well, you heard enough. 40 gallons of essential oils. I don't know how many tens of thousands of dollars it would be in today's dollars, but it would be. I think King Tut's tomb was found about a century ago, give or take a few years. tens of thousands of dollars worth of essential oils found in King Tut's tomb. Why? Well, there was a religious component to that. Obviously, they're religious beliefs, but they didn't just put those oils in tombs. They used them on a daily basis, the ancient Egyptians. And quite frankly, we don't know how many thousands of years human beings have used essential oils. We all know about the three wise men bringing frankincense and myrrh to baby Jesus. In my ignorance, I thought the three wise men wanted baby Jesus to smell nice. I didn't. What did I know about essential oils? Well, I didn't until fairly recently. About 7 or 8 years ago, I started learning about essential oils, how wonderful they are, how they can cause no issues, and how cost-effective they are. And when the directions say one drop for a given application, it really, sincerely means one drop. That's how concentrated these things are. I know I'll do a full load of laundry. I'll use three drops of one oil and three drops of another oil. And the laundry comes out clean and fresh and nice smelling. And I'm pretty sure the Moore household is saving money. A laundry detergent is pretty expensive stuff. And we do occasionally use it when we have something that's really dirty and need that detergent action to get the dirt out, as opposed to the things that we routinely see in clothing. Now, of course, we use detergent if we need it, but most of the time it's not necessary. And three drops of these two different oils that we use is all we need to do to get the clothes clean, sanitized, smelling nice. That's all we need, is those three drops of those two oils. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443 here at Republic Broadcasting. I guess I should mention, typically at the bottom of the hour, I mentioned the energy cleaner. No, it's not the silver bullet. The essential oils are not the silver bullet. Eating the right food is not the silver bullet. Exercise by itself is not a silver bullet. Drinking clean water, and I don't mean distilled water or reverse osmosis. No, none of those things are a silver bullet. They all, you have to have a combination of all these things to have the kind of life that you want to have. Seriously, you do. Now, people in their teens and 20s and 30s, even into their 40s, up to about age 50, they can eat the wrong things, not eat the right things, not do the things that are healthy, do the things that are wrong, and believe they're getting away with it, which they may or may not. Typically they're not, even though it doesn't show up later. But around age 50 is when the consequences of eating the wrong things, not eating the right things, not drinking clean water, having not incorporating the essential oils in your diet, not having access to chiropractic health care, which I've been using most of my adult life now, that's when those consequences start showing up. And people regret the situation they find themselves in. They take prescription pharmaceutical products thinking that will cure them. No, it doesn't cure them. It hides symptoms. That's what almost all prescription pharmaceutical products do, is they hide symptoms as opposed to curing the root cause. So when we talk about doTERRA oils for 1 hour a week, I have my friend Dr. Leonard Wilbert on every Friday talking about health in general, and the connection between attitude and emotions to health. It's all part of it. It's all energy. We're energetic beings, by the way. Of course we are energetic beings. We're energetic electrical beings. And it all works together. You have to be aware of all these things to accomplish your goal of being healthy. So yes, please do. Send me an email. My email address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. By return email, I will send you my doTERRA website link. Do yourself a favor. I don't sell these books. You can get them off Amazon. There's probably, I'm sure, as other places. Get two copies of the same book. The 5th edition of Modern Essentials and the 10th edition of Modern Essentials. 10th edition just came out in September. The 5th edition's been out for some period of time, but they say things in the 5th edition they're not allowed to say anymore. The pharmaceutical companies have basically taken over the Food and Drug Administration, and the Food and Drug Administration has enough clout, enough power to actually prevent certain things from being said in certain books. That's tremendous power. Unwarranted, I believe, but that's what they've got. I need healthy listeners. I do. I need healthy listeners. Otherwise, I can't have a radio talk show, can I, unless I have healthy listeners to listen to me and pay attention. So I have a vested interest in having as many healthy listeners out there as possible so they can listen and they can tell their friends and family and coworkers about the John Moore Show, and I can grow my audience. So I have a selfish self-interest here in having healthy listeners. And hopefully you also want to be healthy. I think that's a pretty normal thing for most people most of the time to want to be healthy and have a fun, full, happy, productive life. Of course it is. Of course it is. That's a given. So get started. Get the oils. Learn how they work. Incorporate them into your life. And you'll be very glad you did. You will. You'll be very glad you did. We don't know what's ahead of us. We do know, those of us who study the oils, we know that these oils can take the place of many pharmaceutical products, not all. These highly specialized drugs, such as the ones that keep your body from rejecting an organ transplant, such as a kidney or a liver, whatever it might be, a heart for one young lady I know. It can take the place of many pharmaceutical products, not all, but many. And it's a good time to find out what those oils are and to start using them and wean yourself incrementally off these pharmaceutical products. We have back for a second time here this hour, Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me back real quick. While Leon's away for a minute here. I hear you and Leon talking about the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh brought to Jesus. And certainly these things have practical applications, any medicinal properties of the frankincense and the myrrh. But this is one of the most popular Christmas sermons ever and always preached, and that is that the gold, in terms of the spiritual aspects of them, the gold is what is paid to kings in the form of tithes and taxes and that sort of thing. So the gold is a testimony to Christ's deity. He's a king to whom you bring gold. And then frankincense, incense, when it is burned, the smoke of incense in the Bible is symbolic of prayers. So the frankincense is a testimony to his deity because the smoke of incense, the prayers are offered to him, and that's the symbology of the frankincense. And myrrh is used as an anointing oil for an anointing emollient for dead bodies. It's an embalming property, emollient or whatever, or oil. So it's used for embalming. So the myrrh is predictive of Christ's death as the spotless lamb. So he's king. The gold testifies to his kingship. The frankincense that's just burned and smoke rises and prayers testifies to his deity. And the myrrh testifies that he has come to die. for man. So,
well, there's certainly different ways to look at the same thing and come to different conclusions. Myrrh is also an antioxidant, good for neuropathic pain, rheumatoid arthritis. And something about gold that is not well understood. You recall when Moses came off the mountain and they made the golden calf, and I'll kind of do a Reader's Digest version of this. He said, that's not what you do with the gold. Here's what you do. He broke it up, mixed it with water, and had him drink it. Remember that?
Well, yeah, that was like as a punishment. You know,
Hold on, Glenn. What you're saying is what most pastors would say, and probably most Bible scholars would say. There's another way to look at it, however. And I do know that our ancestors had technology equivalent or greater than ours. And there's a type of gold called monatomic gold, which is another form of gold. And if you consume monatomic gold, it will cure all kinds of diseases, probably including cancer. And that may have that description in the Bible may have been a shorthand version of having these people consume monatomic gold, possibly. Because that would not be punishment. That would be a healing. If you consume monatomic gold, that would be a healing thing.
Yeah, that involves a little bit of a logical leap. The sacrificial animals, if you look in the Jewish cultists, the temple cultists, and the sacrificing of the animals, the animals were brought and sanctified. You know, they were given over to the priesthood. They were put up as burnt offerings, whole burnt offerings, and this sort of thing. And then they were sold off and ended up in the marketplace also, and sort of eating. So the eating of sacrificial animals. I mean, Paul addressed this topic in the New Testament when he says, when you go to the meat market, the shambles, don't ask any questions for the sake of conscience as to whether or not the animal was sacrificed to a false god. Just buy it and don't worry about it and eat your food. So there is this idea of the eating of the sacrificial animal. So I don't deny what you're saying. And certainly that's one of the reasons I said that there's both practical and spiritual. There's both spiritual symbology and practical aspects to this stuff. Monatomic gold isn't actually as effective as colloidal silver or monatomic silver for infection purposes. And if you recall, if you ever saw the Ten Commandments movie, DeMille or whatever, Cecil B. DeMille's Ten Commandments. Right. You see how Moses come down and he throws the tablets down and they, you know, smash and explode on the calf. You know, that certainly, God was quite angry about that. Had to cut Moses a new a copy of the Ten Commandments because of that. But so he was very incensed by that. So the context is of the indignation. And while there may be a therapeutic aspect of the ingestion of monatomic gold, elemental gold's a bit of a different story. This is why silver has to be put in the water and broken down with electrodes to make colloids and stuff like that. He was more like saying, fine, you love this god, so you worship this golden god, here, you can ingest your sacrificial animal, you know, just like they would eat the animals sacrificed otherwise. So it was a bit of a mockery, certainly. And, you know, that not to deny the positive properties of any of this stuff in the physical world, you know. So, all right. I just want to drop that.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for the call, Glenn. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. I'm no Bible scholar. Don't pretend to be. But I do find the Bible a fascinating study. And it's a study in a lot of things. And a study in human nature. And can be a lifelong study, and this for many millions and millions of people. No reason why not. And of course, there's lots of different versions of the Bible, which brings up the book, Joseph Murphy's book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, by Joseph Murphy, which is written with biblical principles in mind. Power of your subconscious mind. Lots to learn there. Lots to learn. We're going to last break coming up here in about a minute, And time for one more call at 800-313-9443. The oils work, cost effective. They can do no harm. You don't. I mean, these oils are very strong. They're all strong. They're very highly concentrated. And there's no warning to not to ingest them internally because they're pure and it can cause no harm. If an oil has a warning on it, do not consume it internally. That's there for a reason. The lawyers make them put that warning on there so they can not get in trouble by encouraging people to ingest something that could cause harm. If you're a cook, you'll like the oils. It'll certainly enhance your cooking. I hear music. We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
J.R. Moore here on, what day is it? Tuesday. It is Tuesday. The year is quickly wrapping up. Only a few weeks left and it'll be 2019. How about that? Well, we covered a lot of territory in these past 2 hours, to say the least, and got some good information out here. We have a very special day coming up this week, Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, the day when we get together with friends and family and give thanks for everything we have in this country. Is this country perfect? No, not even close. But I don't know of a better place to be. There's a lot of defects, a lot of issues. Of course, as human beings being human beings, of course there are. But there's no place I'd rather be on this planet than the United States of America. With all the issues can be fixed. We just have to work at it. You know, we can fix them for ourselves and our family. Fixing larger issues, well, that's going to take time. And we're going to need divine intervention, quite frankly, at this time. Donald Trump can't do it by himself. We need intense, ongoing, sincere prayer, quite frankly. We do. If Hillary Clinton was president, I hate to think where we'd be now after 2 years. It would be an absolute disaster. It would be an absolute disaster. And this woman hasn't given up yet. I think she's going to try again to become president. The Democrats are basically defunct. They have no message, nothing that any rational person would want to embrace. Free college for all, free health care for all, open borders, take our guns, kill our babies. Yeah, sign me up for that. It's a wonderful country, and Thursday, the day we give thanks for this, we will have an archive this coming Thursday playing. We'll probably play the archive from last week. I'm not positive yet, and I'll be doing a live show Friday. So tomorrow we'll have Professor James McCanney, first hour, and my friend Jeff Nyquist, the second hour. They're both my friends. I haven't met Jeff in person, but he's been on my show beginning, probably 10 or 12 years ago. He started doing radio with me. You know, Professor McCanney is a friend also. We've met in person twice and visited on the telephone two or three times a month, depending on what's going on. It'd be good to get caught up with both those guys. So the week moves forward, and we're doing radio, and you're living your lives. And hopefully making a decision to incorporate not only the essential oils, but the energy cleaner into your daily life. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Please never give up your guns. Have a wonderful, fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
People tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.